Hey guys, welcome to the show. This is the Misplaced Bostonians. I'm Marsh, this is Bob. This is our brand new podcast show about the Boston Red Sox. As of course you can tell, we are UK fans and we love the Red Sox. Right, we're going to give you some updates and reports about the series games. Obviously the series have gone and the ones that are coming out. So what have we had recently? We've had the Indians game. Schilling was the first pitcher there. 8-6.
Schilling is awesome, by the way.
He won 8-6. The losing pitcher for the try was Westbrook. We won with Poppy solo. Oh yeah, and Manny's game-winning blast, which was good to see Manny's getting in there finally.
Yeah, well, I think it was his third home run, which is pretty cool. Finally getting some.
You were starting to say that he was on drugs, and then now he come off them because of all this.
Well, he does look like he's on drugs, though. He looks like Bonds, and it's just kind of worrying.
He looks like he's out of it the whole time, so I know what you're saying.
Yeah, but it's the hairdo. It's the
hairdo. I'm loving the hair, by the way. He's got to keep that up.
Schilling's just like way cool. He didn't get decision on his game against the Tribe, but it'd be really good if he gets 5-0. He's one of the first pitchers to do that in a long time in the Red Sox organization, so that would be really good to see.
I'm glad to see he's back. It's good to see he's back on form.
But I think the reason we actually won that game was because of the disastrous Westbrook, who really isn't that great at the moment with the Tribe. So you know, Schilling is great, but he had a good team to back him up on the field.
Right, okay, so moving on to the next game, we had Wakefield and Bard.
We'll
come to that in just a second. He lost the second game, as you probably all know, 7-1, and the winning pitcher was Lee. Right, now, Wakefield and Bard, tell me about that.
It's a match made in hell. Starting with a rookie from the Tribe who was just there. I think the fans at the Jake must have thought, this is great, we've seen one of our Eric's catches really screw up the Red Sox.
I do feel sorry for him though, because I know he's been trying really hard. He's been training with Wake a lot to try and get used to the feel of the of his pitches and you know everything like that. It's just, I mean, it's something totally different to everything else, isn't it? It's not like you can come into it and be perfect straight away.
Yeah, well, a knuckleball catch, I'm sure, is really hard, but I probably can't do it. I really doubt I could do it, in fact, but you know, you still got to be able to do it.
It's not acceptable, really.
If you're performing in a major league standard, it's a number two pitcher in the rotation. We kind of need him to be good. But also remember, maybe, you know, Wakefield's just lost it completely anyway. I mean, he's really old.
Well, no, I like Wakefield. I think he's doing good. I mean, I think the problem is Bard needs to get more practice. I think as soon as Bard's got more practice in, he'll be great. But, you know, he should have really got the hang of it by now. I mean, he's had spring training and stuff, but you know, I think it's kind of not really making excuses now. He needs to get on, you know, getting hold of that ball and not letting those guys stealing bases all the time. As soon as he lets those balls go out back, aren't they?
Yeah.
Getting stolen.
The thing with Wakefield though is that as much as they might whine at him for being not on form as of you know now, he's only got a 3.90 ERA, which isn't awful. I mean, it's not
right,
brilliant,
exactly,
but it's not awful. It's because some reason, whenever we're going against against teams while we have Wake and Bard on the field, we're not getting any run production, and I think that's due to the fact we're taking Gonzalez out and using Cora, and we're also taking Nixon out and using Mopeña, because it seems to be Nixon's matchups are against left-handers.
Right, okay, moving on to game three. Josh Beckett, the newbie, been doing really well so far. That was a hell of a loss, 15-3. I was not excited about that. The winning pitcher was Bride. I mean, I love him at the moment. He's doing great, but well, not now. But he was doing excellent. I mean, what happened?
I think, you know, it's just a slip up again.
Is it a hard team?
I think it's this run production business. I mean, we seem to be on form a lot of the time. Our defense is amazing there when you have these, you know, really really great double plays. That we never had last year or in 2004. But it's the run production. I mean, Manny really needs to step it up. I mean, he has been warming up a bit now and he's been getting on base quite a lot. I've yet to see...
Hasn't been doing any hits though, has he?
I've yet to see anything fabulous out of Gonzalez, and it seems to be that Hanley Ramirez, who we traded to the Marlins really cheaply for part of the Beckett deal and all those other deals we did with the Marlins, that he's doing awesome. He's hit two home runs and he's getting really good on base percentage and he's being a really awesome shortstop. So maybe that was a bad move, but there you go. It's baseball. Along with Arroyo, that's another bad move.
Right. Just something I want to cover quickly. Obviously, guys, this is our first podcast. If you want to email us, tmbpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear anything you want to say, how bad the show is, you know, anything telling us what we're saying, doing wrong, you know, just send us a sound clip if you want, with the magic of technology, we're going to work it into the show. But what I do want to say is the Bronson Arroyo trade. I love that guy. I love his singing, by the way. You know, I've got his album, just to sort of give him a plug there. I think he's a great guy, and I think he was a strong, reliable pitcher in the pitching team. I don't really think that was necessary. He made a pay cut. He showed he was loyal that he made a pay cut. I mean, that just upset me. He's doing pretty good now.
I reckon the NL suits him just fine.
It does look funny batting.
It was a shame that we lost him, but he wasn't showing anything great in spring training. He had a 17 ERA. And I think the main difference between Fenway and the Great American and Cincy is the fact that it's so much bigger there. And so even if someone does knock it pretty hard, it's going to stay in the park instead of go over the wall.
Yeah.
So, and also, he's been an amazing hitter. I mean, at one point he was level with David Ortiz in home runs.
That makes me laugh. That's all that was funny.
So, I think Bronson's doing just fine since then. He might not have the same atmosphere as it does in Fenway, but it's definitely, I think it's a good place
well,
to be.
Well, yeah, I'd still give him a clap when he comes out, as I would Johnny Damon. I know, and this is old news, guys, Johnny Damon, you know, I don't know if you guys love him. Tell us, email us, you know, your thoughts on Damon. I mean, it's old, but I still love him. I'm going to give him a clap if I ever, you know, when I go and see a game and, you know, standing ovation. He's a great player. He's not doing exactly what I'd like him to do, which would be kind of to suck at the moment. But he's a good guy overall. I mean,
but the Damon thing's really, I mean, if he ever said, okay, I'm coming back to Boston now, I have a feeling we'd be like, oh yeah, let's have him back in Boston. I mean,
I'm sure people would suddenly jump at the chance, wouldn't they?
Roger Clemens went from the Red Sox to the Yankees, and now he's in a position to come back, and everyone's like, oh yes, we have to have Roger Clemens back. You know, he's all-star. I want him on our team to finish off his career.
I'd love to see him back to finish his career.
We were booing him so badly when he left and went to the Yankees.
Right, talking to the Yankees, I'm just going to give you guys the table of the East. The Sox are on top again, finally, winning 13, losing 10. Next to the Yankees, 12-10. Toronto, 12-10. Baltimore, 13-11. And Tampa Bay, 10-13. Our streak at the moment is a losing streak of 3. I'm not impressed by that. The Yankees are on a winning streak of 1. On the injury list, we've got Wells, and who's obviously, well, you know, I'm not going to go there. You guys have your own opinions about that. I just don't want to talk about that at the moment. We've got Risk, but he hasn't played, so I'm not too bothered. Coco Crisp, though. He's a good guy. I think he needs a lot more practice at bat than, you know, just in Fenway Park, because I think he's having trouble in outfield, as well as Willie Mer.
I think I really, really, really disagree.
I
think he's awesome out in the in center field. He's done some of those amazing catches in the beginning of the season out in AmeriQuest in Texas. And
that's not Fenway, though.
Well, he can still do catches wherever he's going to be. If he's as capable of doing catches somewhere, he can do it anywhere, pretty much. The grass is the same, apart from in Toronto.
Okay, but I think Willie Mo then needs practice. He's kind of sucking right now. That was not a good trade.
I think he just swings the bat, anything that comes towards him, whether it's a ball or whatever.
guys, we're watching him on TV, and I mean, if you guys can't see him on TV, because you're in the UK, right? This is podcast for UK fans. If you can't see him on TV, just imagine someone who every ball that comes to him, he's just swinging a miss. I mean, it's a joke, and it really worries me, it scares me. Okay, so I'm just going to talk about the most recent game, which was the... What game was it?
It was the D-Rays.
Sorry, I totally went blank there. Okay, so we played the D-Rays. Clement was pitching. It was a 5-2 loss. The winner was Fossum for the D-Rays. What do you think?
I think, again, it's the run production thing. I know I've said that numerous times this session, but...
Was it Clement, though?
No,
because
Clement is just doing fine.
Because I know we got a couple of guys. The thing is, we got a couple of guys on base every now and then, and each time they'd get they get struck out, we get three outs. And I mean, it just really frustrates you when we've got the guys at second and third.
That seems to be our big problem this time. We're pretty good at getting people on base. It's just actually getting them, you know, to home plate again to score them in.
Quite a controversial play actually. Jason Veritek got a guy out at home, ran down to the plate, went round Tech and swiped the base, but the umpire was on the wrong side of him, so he couldn't see him. Anyway, got to move on. Yankee series coming up. Two games at home, I believe. Yeah, two games at home. Then we have three games. Sorry for that, guys. I'm just finding where the games are. We've got two games at Toronto, at Fenway with Toronto, three games at Baltimore, and then a three-game series at Yankee Stadium. Right, so we nearly come to the end of the show. Email us at tmbpodcast@gmail.com. We want to hear you. We've got a website which is tmb.moonfruit.com. Yeah, we're going cheap, guys. We have no money. Just go on there, send us some emails, and we'll have a chat with you. So that's it, guys. We'll be coming soon. And what can I say? That's the bell. Guys, we gotta go.
Come on, come on, come on!
Go Sox!
Go Sox. Later, guys.
You got no choice in the matter there, boyo.